State transportation officials say the Cake Access Project will improve access to fishing and hunting in the Tongass National Forest on the northern part of the island. Once it's completed, motorists would be able to drive from Cake across the island to a public boat ramp about 12 miles north of Petersburg. The State Department of Transportation has already committed $15.5 million to a contractor, Kiewit Corporation, for the first phase of the $40 million project. The international construction company has mobilized around a half dozen workers to Portage Bay and will be reconditioning existing forest roads on that part of Kuprinoff Island. The DOT's engineering manager, Joe Kemp, says the contractor isn't widening the existing gravel road.
The only thing that they'll do is in places that they can go out and blade the road and make it nice and flat again, they'll do that. In places where they need to add material, they will do that.
That work is expected to start this month and take about 2 weeks. They'll also be crushing rock if the U.S. Forest Service grants a special use permit to expand three existing gravel pits on the road system. Meanwhile, the DOT still plans over 5 miles of new road construction in that area as well. That's less than the 13 miles originally proposed. Kemp says that's because the budget for that much road was more than the agency could currently afford.
So we had to make changes, and what we ended up doing is utilizing more existing roads that the Forest Service has out there than instead of building new roads.
The state agency is still negotiating a second work package with Kiewit that will include tree clearing and construction of new roadway. That work will also include a bridge over 12 Mile Creek and a boat ramp on the shoreline of Frederick Sound. It's been pushed back until next year with a springtime target for starting and completion next fall. But that new road depends on a wetlands fill permit from the Corps of Engineers, and some residents in Petersburg and Cake are asking for a public hearing and more consultation with tribes before the federal agency grants that permit.
There's been absolutely no opportunity for on-the-record public input for this latest iteration of the project.
Petersburg resident Becky Knight spent the 4th of July weekend collecting 118 signatures on a petition that calls for hearings and more scrutiny and delivered it to the Army Corps.
There's just a ton of questions that need to be answered. And, from our community standpoint, I think probably the waste of money, but also where did the money go?
Lawmakers approved $40 million in state funds for the project back in 2012. State Senator Bert Stedman has been one of the principal backers of the project. The Sitka Republican dismisses opposition to the Cake Access Project.
There are groups of people that you're never going to get to agree on any of the infrastructure projects. Some of them would disagree on every one of them. So, from that far side of the spectrum, they're irrelevant.
Stedman says the new road will create economic development opportunities between the two communities and make it easier to install future transmission lines to run power across the island.
So this is just part of the transportation corridors that need to be pursued. And again, that road is a very rudimentary access when it's completed. Or will be rudimentary access when it's completed from Cake going east.
He says he'd prefer the road extend closer to Petersburg rather than stop at a new boat ramp near 12 Mile Creek. But the petition for Petersburg is not the only organized opposition to the project. The federally recognized tribal government, the Organized Village of Cake, has joined with environmental groups to try to stop the project. Olivia Glasscock is an attorney for Earth Justice, a Juneau-based environmental law firm representing the tribe, the Alaska Rainforest Defenders, and the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. She says the project's design keeps changing.
That creates significant confusion, and there's a lack of clarity about why this project is needed or what purpose it serves, what community it would be benefiting, and these substantial changes in the project and the failure to keep the public updated on exactly what the plans are, illustrates why the Corps needs to be undertaking consultation with communities that would be affected directly, like Cake.
The attorneys are asking the Corps to deny the wetlands permit, and they say neither the Corps nor Forest Service has met obligations to consult with Cake's tribal government about the road. The Environmental Protection Agency also has raised questions. A letter from the EPA's regional office says it's not clear the proposed discharge of fill for the project would comply with federal guidelines under the Clean Water Act. The state has not identified a purpose for building a new boat ramp or shown it's opting for the least environmentally damaging alternatives for the new road and bridge, the EPA noted. State Highway Engineer Joe Kemp has read through comments on the Corps permit application. He says it's commonplace to have critics and you can't please everybody.
That's pretty normal for projects like this for you know, you're not going to make everybody happy kind of thing. So I don't think it's a deal killer, but you know, that's up to the Corps to make that decision.
The Army Corps says an environmental assessment document will be done for the segments of new road, bridge, and boat ramp. The Corps says it's considering the request to hold a public hearing on the wetlands permit, but it says it hasn't decided whether it will. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.